This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Philippines has reported the first death outside of China in the coronavirus epidemic that has killed more than 300 people and spread to 24 nations. Reuters' David Doyle reports China is concerned the spread of the virus will have an impact on its economy.
China on Sunday ramped up measures to contain the coronavirus epidemic and shore up the economy against its effects, as the first death from the illness was reported outside the country. A 44-year-old Chinese man from Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, died in the Philippines on Saturday, the Department of Health said. The Philippines has expanded its travel ban to include all foreigners coming from China, and Beijing is facing mounting isolation as other countries introduce similar travel restrictions. Airlines suspend flights, and governments evacuate their citizens. That risks worsening a slowdown in the world's second largest economy. China's central bank said it will inject $173.8 billion worth of liquidity into the markets on Monday, as the country prepares to reopen its stock markets following an extended Lunar New Year holiday.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is urging Kazakhstan to join Washington in pressing Beijing over its treatment of Muslim minorities. The U.N. estimates up to 2 million people, mostly ethnic Uyghur Muslims, have been detained in harsh conditions as part of what Beijing calls an anti-terrorism campaign. Speaking with reporters, Pompeo talked about the importance of Kazakhstan for U.S. foreign policy.
I also talked about the Trump administration's forthcoming Central Asia strategy, which puts your independence and prosperity at the core of our approach.
Earlier, Pompeo met with families of ethnic Kazakhs detained in China and praised Kazakhstan for not forcing asylum seekers to return to China. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.